get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Friday night.
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you so much, Ham. Okay, so during Why Today Doesn't Suck, I believe this was on Monday. It may have been on Friday. I don't remember. But Monty mentioned the fact that it was the anniversary, maybe it was a 20-year anniversary, of the finale of the TV show Frasier. And I don't know if he threw out a number as far as number of humans that were watching, but it got me thinking about the communal TV aspect of that era. And I get it, that's not really an era that's too long ago, but it certainly is a different era when it comes to television. And, you know, you think about it, and there are very few moments outside of sports that we all walk in together, and whether it's a work environment or a friend environment, or you're playing with a softball game with your buddies where you're like, bro, did you see so-and-so last night?
Did you see the Golden Bachelor wedding?
Did you see The Shield? You know, can you believe the ending of The Shield? You just don't have that because of the fractured nature of television, the different services that people do have and don't have, and the fact that you watch things on your own time.
The best example of this is seen through the TV show Breaking Bad, which most of us would consider one of the best shows of the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the number of times where I have talked to someone who's never seen it or is now in the year 2024 seeing it for the first time and saying, I remember you guys talking about this. I finally am getting to it 16 years later.
I can't believe it.
It's incredible, but there's no like popular like zeitgeist where we all are reading from the same hymnal anymore,
right?
Because of the fragmenting of the of pop culture, right?
Yeah, it's really weird, and it's obviously only going in one direction. You know, speaking of Breaking Bad, I thought that was a communal TV experience, but that's mainly based on my friend group, my work group. The fact that almost everyone that I knew was in on it.
Yes.
But that doesn't really mean anything.
It was on AMC.
I know.
That's right.
But still.
That's the best example.
Think about it. It was the talk. We felt like at least.
Yeah.
It was a talk of everything. Yet when you go back and you look at the number of human beings that were watching it. Now remember, MASH was the pinnacle of TV. Of individual TV episode watching where 110 million people were watching the finale. 110 million. 10 million people watch Breaking Bad's finale.
Yeah, and nowadays, 10 million is a colossal number.
It's a huge number.
Everybody's getting a raise.
I thought the final episode of The Sopranos was a communal watercolor moment for American pop culture. 11.9 million people saw the finale of The Sopranos. Now, obviously, since then, and Breaking Bad, too, like you said, Bob, those numbers have probably tripled because people going back and consuming it at whatever pace they want to, or, you know, different generations that are, you know, maybe they were too young to see it at the time, and they've consumed it in whatever form they have. But it got me thinking about the communal, what was of, you know, from 2000 to 2010, because it ended in 2010. The biggest number that we have had television-wise since that, if you want to call it the golden era, that ended in 2009, let's say, the biggest number we've had is the Big Bang Theory. And the Big Bang Theory finale, which was 5 years ago, was 18 million. That's a big number. That's a really, really big number, but it pales in comparison to even 10 years prior. The Big Bang Theory would have started in 1995 and ended in 2005. That number would have tripled.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre to think about, but it is. So the biggest water cooler communal TV moments that we had from that generation, and really probably until the end of television, into perpetuity, this is what we had at that time. And I'll go backwards. So at number 10, and this is all starting in 2000, the finality of the communal TV experience. Spin City is number 10.
That's the Michael J. Fox show?
That's the Michael J. Fox political satire show that ended with him, but then got a reboot with Charlie Sheen, if you remember it correctly. I used to watch this sporadically. I certainly never was a P1 of it. The finale aired May 24, 2000. 33 million people watched the finale.
Wow.
Of Spin City.
Never saw watched one it. Episode.
Never watched it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm recording it as we speak.
A good tie.
Okay, tie.
In 2005, about the same number of people watched the finale of Everybody Loves Raymond. May 16th, matter of fact, that's 20 years ago. 2005, 33 million people watched the finale of Everybody Loves Raymond. The reason I got into this segment, Frasier. Frasier won. If you guys, I know you guys didn't watch it. I did. I thought it was
really smart.
I watched it quite a bit.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I love Frasier.
Okay. I thought it was super smart. I mean, it won best comedy, what, 5, 6 of the 10 years?
Yeah, it won a truckload of Emmys.
He won, I mean, yeah, it seemed like it won every single year. 35 million people watched the finale of Frasier on May 18th, 2000. Now here we get into the weird moments, but things that I definitely remember because I was working here at this time doing E! News, and we talked about this, and I couldn't believe at the time the numbers of these shows, but now looking back at it, it's even more ridiculous. On May the 3rd, 2000, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The week of that run, so May 3rd to May 7th, they ran it every night.
Huge.
And it's all anybody was talking about. It was Regis Philbin who hosted it.
So this is the first season?
I guess so. But three of the episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire back then, kind of a wonky game show that for whatever reason America became obsessed with, had almost 40 million people watching it a night. A game show. Could that, like, if Who Wants to Be a Millionaire ran right now, what would it get?
Not that. But at the time, it was like Jeopardy for Dummies. And so everyone felt like, man, I could go on there and win that.
Yeah, it was right at that sweet spot of smart enough, but not too smart.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
and it also was a game show. There was a barren wasteland of game shows, and this was like a temporary revival. Like,
yeah,
they brought it back, and whoa, look at this—the new take on game shows.
Apparently, still on the air in daytime television.
Yeah, and who's Meredith Vieira took over hosting it? Is she still the host?
I think so,
because Regis can't do it anymore.
True.
DJ, send the widow a ham.
Why?
Thank you. February 5th, 2006. I believe this is the second, if you want to go backwards in time, 2006 is the second latest date we had where you had a 35 plus million audience. Grey's Anatomy. Post Super Bowl episode of Grey's Anatomy, which is still
on the air.
You almost had 40 million people watching Grey's Anatomy.
Was that McSteamy?
Probably. I think it was one of the episodes where somebody tried to blow up the hospital or something like that while McSteamy was
drilling some nurse
somebody in the closet.
The closet.
Like, oh, he's so hot. I can't believe he's so hot. We forget how big American Idol was too 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And in 2007, they had a near 40 million number. On the season 6th premiere, and it introduced people to Sanjaya. Remember that name?
Yes.
And how big that was in pop culture at the time? There was another girl, too, that was really... It was a girl, right, Sanjaya?
Didn't she have a, I think that was a dude, wasn't it?
Didn't she have a sister that
I don't know.
It was a brother-sister combo. I think Sanjaya was a girl. You would not remember the name if it was a guy. Gotta be a girl.
I think it was a guy.
It was?
Yeah, Sanjaya.
Yeah, it was a guy.
Well, who's the sister? Wasn't she like smoking hot?
Am I high?
Bell? Yeah, I guess I am high.
You're confused.
We heard the bell. ER, Feb 17th, 2041 million people watched the the episode. I guess Clooney was still on ER in 2000. There's no way, right?
Right.
Who was watching? 40 million people were still watching.
Well, they might have ran him back for the wrap up.
Right.
Huge ERP1 in its day.
Okay, this one got me because I remember the show. I certainly did not remember the numbers. Feb 17, 2003, Joe Millionaire finale. Do you guys remember Joe Millionaire? This was one of the early reality
was that
shows.
In the Hardline episode?
I'm so scared, baby.
I don't know if that was I'm so scared, baby, but it was, you know, kind of like The Bachelor, where they lined up a bunch of girls thinking that they were going to date or marry this millionaire. And at the end, the reveal was he didn't have any money.
I'm so scared, baby.
Was he on your show?
I think so. I vaguely remember that. Or the girl was. But they were all duped into thinking that. And by the way, he had like, they were saying, he has $1 million.
No way.
Oh my God.
On the dot.
I'm going to be rich forever if I marry him. 40 million people watched a reality show about a fake millionaire.
With a fake head.
By the way, Clunes was on ER from 94 to 99 and then had some appearances in 2000 and 2001.
Well, that was, he had to be on that one. At number two was Survivor.
Guilty.
The finale of season one of Survivor, and this is Richard Hatch.
Right.
And all of it. Did you guys have Richard Hatch on? I think you did.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
He passed away, right?
Did he have the AIDS? Or cancer? It was something bad. Something I know I don't want to get. Would it shock you to know that 52 million people were tuned into the finale of Survivor Season 1?
He's still alive.
Oh, way to go, Dave.
Our best to Richard Hatch. And
he's got AIDS.
52 million people 25 years ago were watching a reality TV show together.
Probst.
And the number one biggest water cooler moment since the year 2000 would have aired May the 6th, 2004. And that is the finale of Frowned. And Friends garnered about 54 million viewers.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. You'll never see that era again. Frasier is certainly in that boat. But just the weirdo moments that we had of, oh, bro, a reality show? It's real. Cool. Let's all watch it together. Joe Millionaire and Survivor were in that. That'll never happen again.
No. That's incredible.
By the way, Richard Hatch, when he attended George Mason University, he donated sperm hundreds of times at a sperm bank in Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, that's a fun fact that I never thought I would know.
How inspiring.
Yeah. Right.
He ended up having two biological children that he knows of.
People.
And he met them in 2011.
People do win. He also did like 5 years, didn't he?
For tax evasion or something weird?
Tax evasion.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There's Snake Pit.